Chapter 4. God's Rewards for Fasting. Hebrews 11:6, New International Version. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. I want to share some of the rewards that I have seen people receive as a result of fasting. One of my friends in my Bible study group has a 17-year-old teenager who suffered from really bad acne. He had oozing acne and had tried everything to fix it. I asked him if he would be willing to do a 3-day fast with me because I thought it would make a huge difference. He agreed, and I interceded for him in prayer for those 3 days. Afterward, his face completely changed. I have another friend whose father-in-law was in the hospital and close to death, according to the doctors. We fasted and prayed, and a day later he went home. They couldn't explain it. It was a miracle. Another example is a time when we were having a rough couple of months at our real estate company. In our economy, we were having a government shutdown, and a ton of people in our area are government employees. In general, in our business, January and February are the slowest months of the year for closings. They are very good for getting new business, but because people are winding down in November and December, with the holidays and everything, there is not much on the books to close in January. Usually, we make a little profit in January or February, or at least we'll break even. But this particular January, it was awful. I called some of my friends that are top agents in other areas, and they told me the same thing. This month was abysmal for them. We were thinking in our minds we would lose about $100,000 in January because it would be such a low month. My same friends, Allie and Heather, decided to do a spiritual fast with me for 3 things. 1, wisdom on a Salesforce decision. 2, Heather's husband to accept Christ. I mentioned him earlier. This is ongoing. 3, clarity on a decision we needed to make with a manager that wasn't performing up to expectations. We had just put it in our mind that we wanted to focus on those things. We weren't necessarily fasting about our bad month of January. There wasn't anything we could do to add closings to the books for February by fasting, and we already accepted that the $80,000 to $100,000 was a loss in our minds. But as a result of the fasting, God gave us a way to save $30,000 in 1 year with our Salesforce licenses. We also got random things in the mail, like a $6,900 check from Rain, which is our local MLS, which we weren't expecting. We found out that one of our branch office administrators, Morgan, inquired on a high electric bill at our office, and when she called and found out we were overbilled, we got a $6,800 check for that. We switched vendor partners, and the new partner, instead of paying us in arrears like the old partner did, they paid us in advance. So we received an extra $28,000 that we weren't expecting. Sometimes when you fast, God takes care of things that you weren't even praying for or asking for. He really provided for us in ways we didn't even think to ask, and I believe it was a result of our fasting and our faith. Another time He provided in a way we didn't even ask is when we were asking for clarity on a way to make our corporate office more profitable. Out of the blue, we had 2 employees turn in their notice, freeing up thousands and thousands of dollars in payroll. God works in unexpected ways that we don't even ask sometimes. I think it's really important that you keep your eyes open for these blessings from God. It would have been really easy to chalk these checks up to coincidence or to totally miss out on noticing what God was doing. But you have to keep your eyes open for His blessings and take the time to give Him credit and thank Him. It reminds me of the story of the 10 lepers mentioned in Luke 17:11 through 19, New International Version. Jesus healed 10 lepers and only one turned around to thank Him. I think this parable, whether it says it or not, reminds us that God does so much for us, but we only recognize it 1 out of 10 times. It doesn't say this in the passage per se, but we miss out on recognizing it and thanking Him so often. I want to remind you again that just because you fast, it doesn't mean that God is going to answer all of your prayers. It means you'll be able to better deal with whatever God has for you. I had a situation on another 3-day fast where my company put out an ad looking for photographers to work with us. We offered lower than the standard rate, and we got some negative responses. We got some really nasty comments, and the post got a lot of attention. I had a good attitude about it, and God brought scripture to me to handle the situation. It turned out to be a blessing. We recruited 5 new agents after that and got more photographers than we know what to do with. God was faithful. Some of those comments may have been mean and nasty, but God was faithful through it all. The scriptures below helped me to maintain positivity throughout the situation. Genesis 50:20, New International Version. You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. Luke 6:26, New International Version. Woe to you when everyone speaks well of you, for that is how their ancestors treated the false prophets. Romans 8:28, New International Version. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Most of the people I talked to find the principle of fasting to be overwhelming. The idea of not eating one meal, let alone two meals, or not eating for 3 days is too much for them, and they push it down into a corner. Fasting isn't easy, but it is very powerful. You need super willpower to fast. The truth is that you can't do it with your own strength. You need God's strength. Because of this, fasting isn't for the weak. It's so important that you really pray about fasting and prepare yourself for it. Even now, I have to prepare my mind every time I fast. Prepare spiritually and ask God if this is the right time, and make sure he's going to give you the extra strength you need. You will feel the Holy Spirit tug on your heart. It's an invitation to get to know him in a powerful way. You'll get the sense that God is telling you that it's time to fast. At that point, decide what kind of fast you will do and how long it will last for.